Yes, praise God, praise God, praise God. This is 92.3 FM radio. You are talking with, or you are listening from Pastor Kenneth all the way from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Yeah, it's very pleasure talking to you, bringing to you the powerful word of God, which will take you to next level. And today, when I was in the prayer chamber, the Lord has speak with me that it's better we can share the issue of prayers that provoke mercy. So that is the main subject we are going to look, and we will have a strong prayer. We will have a strong prayer that will uplift us, that is going to take us from where we are to another stage. Yeah, it's very pleasure to me talking with you, and may God bless you for the time that you have given us, whether you are driving, whether you are in the kitchen right now, whether you are listening as in the sitting room, the time you are listening as, whether you are in the office, anywhere that you are, distance is not the barrier. The presence of God is about to touch you. And when I'm talking about the prayers that provoke mercy, it is directly we are going to see on the book of Proverbs 28:13. And therefore the Bible says that no one who conceals a transgression will prosper, but one who confesses and forsakes, then will obtain mercy. Thank you, Jesus. And we are going to see another verses from Isaiah 13 verse 18. And the Bible says, therefore the Lord waits to be glorious to you. Therefore he will raise up to show mercy to you. For the Lord is the God of justice. Blessed are all those who waited for him. Let me tell you this, the God is the amazing, the God is a wonderful God. The God we are serving, he is a mighty God, he is a deliverer. Let us see that the God is able. Let us confess through our mouths that God is a deliverer, that God is able. And through these prayers, the prayer that provoke mercy, I believe that God is going to take you to next level. God is going to take you so higher. God is going to uplift you, to bless you. Abundant in blessing shall be your portion right now. And remind you, my friend, my dear brother, my dear sister, the time that you are listening to me, I want to give you this beautiful time, to give you this beautiful message, and the message that is going to make you, to remind you that this is a December to remember. I repeat, this is December to remember in your life, that this December you will not remain the same. The end time of this year, you will not going to remain the same. Any situation that represents a valley in your life, by the mercy of God, God is going to deliver you. Any valley of setback, the valley of stagnation, the valley of disappointment, the valley of reproach, the valley of failure, right now, I'm going to cancel them by fire. Oh, as we say that we are going to enter into a prayer that provokes mercy. Oh, when you are there, whether you are in the car driving, whether you are in the office, whether you are anywhere, any place, let you start to decree and declare, let you start to pronounce it, let you start shout that the God of mercy has to intervene in your case. Oh, give the chance, provoke that one. You have to speak that one, that the God of mercy has to intervene on your case. I stand as an oracle of God and not as an orator. I'm going to stand against every signs of valley in your life. The valley of setback in your life. Thank you, Jesus. The valley of stagnation, the valley of disappointment, the valley of reproach, the valley of failure. I'm going to cancel them by fire. Oh, the mass of God, may the mass of God intervene. Oh, may the mass of God speaks in our life. May the mass of God speaks in our family. May the mass of God speaks in every valley that we are facing. Oh, and I believe that the valley of God is about to appear. The valley of God is about to intervene in our case. Oh, the valley of God is able to deliver us, to set us free from every setback, from every stagnation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just want to tell you, my friend, believe this prayer is going to take you next level, because the situation of believing, it is the confidence of assurance. Means that the tendency of you to believe it is that you are opening those. You are opening those for your answer, opening those for your blessing, opening those for your international doors, opening doors in every areas of your life. Let me tell you this. You will not be ashamed, my dear brother, my dear sister. This month as that has remaining, it is going to be December to remember. You will not be ashamed. By his mercy of God, God is going to make a way. Let me tell you this. God is going to make a way in your career. God is going to make a way in your relationship, in your business, in your finances, in your marriage. Oh, believe me that God is going to make a way. I'm going to cancel every evil stagnation in your life, every evil reproach in your life, every evil disappointment in your life. May them catch fire in Jesus Christ's name. May them leave your life, because you are a temple of Christ. You are not their portion. You are a portion for Christ. Right now, I'm standing as an oracle. I stand with authority. I stand with power to divide, to cancel, to kill every evil root, every evil source that are attacking your life right now. Oh, I stand as an oracle of God. I have been sent to deliver you. I have been sent to take you to another level. Oh, just what you have to take the action. It is just the action to believe. It is just to take the action. The action just to confess that you are taking, you are going next level. You have to confess that you are going a next level. You are going to see the blessing. Whether you have been stacking for a long time, let me tell you this. Every case that is like a mountain in your life, in Jesus' name, in your life, is disappearing right now by the mercy of God. Any problem that is like a mountain, any challenge that you see like a mountain in your life, is going to disappear in Jesus' name. I stand as an oracle of God. I stand in the altar of fire, altar of testimony, altar of testimony, altar of fire, altar that answers by fire. I stand as an oracle of God to cancel every negative report in your life, negative report from doctors, negative report from work, negative report from loved ones. When loved ones give you negative report that you have never expected, means that you become very disappointed, very stressed. But today the Lord of heaven, the God of mercy, has sent me today to cancel those negative report, negative clinical report right now by fire. I cancel them by fire. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show them mercy. Show the mercy. Show mercy in that sister over there. Show mercy in your daughters, in your sons right now. Let the mercy prevail your challenge. Let the mercy prevail your challenge. Let the mercy prevail your challenge. Raza basekete. You will not be shamed. You will not stand red again. You will not remain as the same you are. Oh, the mercy of God is able to appear. I see somebody in this service, somebody is listening to me. God is going to lift you higher, to give you, to receive high permanent job. I see someone is going to receive immigration document. Somebody who was sick is going to be mental and physical well-being. Somebody who is sick, the sickness is going to disappear and never return again. The issue of blood pressure. I see someone with blood pressure. Thank you, Jesus. Someone with asthma, someone with hormonal imbalance. All those sicknesses are going to disappear and they will never return back. They will never come back in your life. Cancer, diabetes, HIV and AIDS. Oh, those diseases are not your portion. Those sicknesses are not your portion in the mighty name. I cancel them by fire. I cancel them by fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, show them mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy in our life. Oh, Lord Jesus, intervene in our life. Because the Bible says the mercy of God is transist from generation to generation. Oh, I thank Lord for this mercy that you provided to us. Lord, continue to show us mercy. Lord, continue to prevail us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, let me tell you, dear brother, dear sister, it does not matter where are you now. The distance is not the barrier. Those who are listening us from around the world, let me tell you this, that the word of God has no stagnation. The word of God has no barrier. The word of God, it is everywhere. It touches you everywhere. Just you have to believe. You should not enter into the fact of fearness that, oh, the pastor, the preacher coming from Tanzania, then we are listening from Australia, Asia. Where you are, the God is touching you. The hands of God is about to appear in your life. The distance is not a barrier. I insist you that the distance is not the body. Let me tell you this, every spirit of emptiness, whether you have been facing the spirit of emptiness in your life, emptiness in your family, emptiness in your career, emptiness in your job, emptiness in everywhere. Sometimes you have been writing for proposal, you have been seeking for proposal, but your proposal does not going anywhere, does not reaching so far. But this prayer that provoked mercy, it is going to uplift you in Jesus' name. It is going to smooth the way. It is going to pave the way in your life. In mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know to whom I'm speaking, but I'm speaking to someone who is ready to be delivered. I'm speaking to someone who is ready to receive the blessing, to receive the abundant blessing of God. The God is about to appear. The mass of God is about to appear. To the end time of this year, to the end time of this year, this December, I promise you, my friend, I promise you, my brother, my sister in Christ, December is the month to remember in your life. And you will not remember negativity report in your life. You will not remember again negative information, but you are going to celebrate for positive information. You are going to celebrate for the grateful news of Christ, for the gracious of God's kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. I honor your name, Lord Father. You are always good in our life. You are always good, Jesus. You are always good, Lord Father. We glorify your name. We testify your name. Lord, you know us. You know us, Lord Father. Oh, show us mercy. Every spirit of emptiness. I cancel it by fire right now. Oh, Lord Father, intervene in our behalf. Oh, thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Oh, my dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are listening us, remember, this is 92.3 FM radio that you are listening to. But the Lord is using this radio station to deliver your life, to deliver your family, to deliver your career, to deliver your job position, to deliver you in financial, in spiritual factor. You have just to, the situation that you have to take, the action that you have to take is the situation, the act of believing. When you believe that God is able to appear, because you have already opening those for the successful, opening those for your answers. Oh, I thank you, Lord Father, for these people who were listening to us, and may you continue to prevail them. May you continue to show mercy. May you continue to protect them. Abundant blessing shall be their portion. Abundant blessing shall be their portion. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. We thank you, Lord Father, for this prayer that provoked mercy. And we believe that this prayer is going to be able, is going to be blessing in our life. We thank you, Lord Father. I believe that for those who were sick, healing is their portion right now. For those who were jobless, they are about to be calling for their job. Thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Father. We love you, Jesus. We appreciate your name. God bless you all who are listening to us. Remind you were listening on 92.3. Here I'm Pastor Kenneth from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. God bless you. God prevail you. God bless you. God prevail you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And let me tell you this. I leave you with this. Believe. 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 Believe the prayer that we prayed. It makes changes in your life. The distance is not a barrier. God is able. I love you.